Keeping Bad Company by Anne Granger. Read by Kim Hicks. Chapter 1. I was sitting on one of those red metal benches on Marylebone Station Concourse when I first met up with Alky Alby Smith. Not that Alky Alby would have been my choice of companion. A cup of coffee brought about our acquaintance. I was miserably aware how cold it was that morning. I wasn't wearing my usual jeans, but a daft miniskirt and useless tights, which wouldn't have kept out the mildest breeze, let alone the draught straight from Siberia that cut through the open arch station entry to whistle around my ankles. I was waiting for the train from High Wycombe to arrive, and for Ganesh Patel, who'd be on it. Just for the purpose, all the trains were running late. To fight off the cold, I'd bought coffee from the quick snack stall and settled down to wait. The coffee was in one of those green with white polka-dot polystyrene beakers, and scalding hot, so I put it on the vacant seat beside me until it cooled down. A simple thing like that can cause so much trouble. If I'd kept hold of the beaker, if I'd worn warmer clothing, if the train hadn't been running late. When all these things come together, and then events turn out as they do, you have to believe in fate, or Sod's Law, as you may prefer to term it. Ganesh, by the way, is a friend of mine. His family used to run the greengrocery that stood on the corner of the street in which was the house where I shared a squat. Redevelopment flattened our whole area and displaced us all. We straggled away like a bunch of refugees carrying our belongings to find somewhere else and start all over again. I had less to lose than the Patels. I'm an aspiring actress who has yet to get her equity card and hasn't done anything yet but street theatre. But what little the squat was, it had been a roof over my head. And then it wasn't there.